my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on this Tuesday Youth Conference. Right here at North Valley Baptist Church, early this morning, activities this afternoon, evening service tonight, and it goes through all day tomorrow night, and on Thursday about 11 or 12 in the morning, it's over. At 12:15, I've scheduled a nervous breakdown, and so perhaps by that time, who knows what's going to happen, but you pray for the safety of all these people coming and going and activities and then getting back home. It's always such a great week. We look back on every youth conference and God just did something very special. We're looking forward to that today. It is a nautical theme. It's the word discover, as I said yesterday. And so we have the song. Yesterday we heard Never Sail Alone and Jesus Pilots My Ship. How about this one? The Old Gospel Ship. Quartet! Let's have you sing for us right now. We are in 2 Peter chapter 2. We'll pick it up in verse 5 in just a few minutes.
I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. All my joys with you I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip in the old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Oh, I can scarcely wait, and I know I'll not be late, 'cause I'm gonna spend all of my time in ship comes in, I'm gonna leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I'm bidding this world goodbye. I'm gonna take a trip in the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I'm bidding this world goodbye. When I'm bidding this world goodbye. When I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Youth conference is so important because at this conference every year young people get saved. So many surrender to serve God with their life, make spiritual decisions. As I've traveled the country, invariably somewhere where I go, someone will say, I made a decision at youth conference, and they'll give me the year, and I'm serving God now. I remember, oh my goodness, this had to be a good 35, 36, 37 years ago, a young teenager. I met him a little bit later after they had grown up a few years and got married. And I said, what are you doing with your life? They said, we're on the way to the mission field. We made that decision at youth conference. They've probably been on the field for over 30 years now. And it's just so wonderful to see what God can do. And God, I know my own kids have made when we had our own kids at home, they made decisions at youth conference that really are such very important decisions. You please pray for this, if you will, that God would do something very, very special. Well, the Echoes of Joy are with us to sing today, And these girls grew up here, and I thank the Lord for them. We have so many different groups of girls through the years that have been in this same type of group, the Echoes of Joy, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. We should have kept the number going, but there's been probably 6 or 7 groups like this, and we thank God. These are the original ones, is that right? The Echoes of Joy. What a blessing they are for us, and ladies now, grown ladies, married, children, and it's so wonderful. We're in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 5. Here's the song, You Can Still Find Forgiveness. Don't you like this? I like that introduction. Go ahead, girls.
Seen a life wrecked by sin, made clean again through the blood of Jesus that cleanses within. If you're looking for salvation, there's only one place to go.
Our Lord is dealing with, through Peter, these apostates. An apostate is one who once held to a position and then denied it, or walked away, or changed, or redefined it. And these were false teachers, God said. So he says, now listen, you have some illustrations how God's going to deal with this. God's word is pure, and he wants his servants to deliver it, in purity. So he said, now I'm going to give you an illustration. These angels, they have the right to change, but God has reserved judgment for them. Now he said, all right, let me give you the second illustration. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Genesis chapter 6, he dealt with Noah and said, I want you to build this ark. And it said he worked 120 years on it. Now, the water, there hadn't been rain. There was a firmament, a canopy, like a dew that came upon the ground evenly. That's why everything had to just be breathtaking green and beautiful and grew. And they didn't have to create irrigation. God did it all for them as he brought down the dew upon this earth. And yet God said, I'm gonna have the foundations of the earth break up, and I'm gonna have the water come down from heaven. We'll call it rain. And the world, they were watching Noah and his boys build this thing for all these 120 years, scoffed at them, laughed at them. Hey, Noah, what are you building, big boy? Well, I'm building a boat. Well, what's a boat? Well, when the water comes, it's going to lift it up and it's going to save those that are inside. What a fool. Look at the fool. You know, they say that they have found that ark in Turkey. And it's buried in the snow-covered areas that really stay snow. And you can see an outline of it. You've seen pictures of it. And I was invited by an astronaut one time. I was in Colorado, and we got to meet and talk. And he just passed away a few years ago. He said, I want you to go with me. And we have the right to have an expedition and go find this ark. He never made it over there. But there's an ark somewhere. And I want you to know this. That it's a sign of God had to deal with the destruction of mankind. Violence, corruption, he says in Genesis, continually. Listen to what it says in the book of Luke. And Luke in chapter number 17. And it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. What did they do? They did eat and they drank and they married wives and given in marriage to the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. I wonder if you found that ark. I wonder if you could see that they tried to, you know, get into the ark. And perhaps they had some type of hatchet or hammer and tried to work and break into that thing. I don't know what, but the water came and it started coming down. Said he told us for 100 years water was coming. Look at this. Well, it's just going to go up to our ankles. We'll be okay. And then it got up to the knees, so we better go to higher ground. And people, they had to flee. They wanted safety, and they had to go to higher ground, and they had to get up in the trees. And that water just kept coming. It kept coming. All of a sudden, that ship, that boat, that's moving away, and they're going to be forever lost. And I'm wondering kind of what gnawing was on the side of that boat. Let us in! And you know, child of God, when false teachers begin to teach false doctrine, there are going to be people that miss heaven because of our foolishness, our pride, that we don't believe God's way is the only way and God's message is the only message. Here, God spared not that old world. He said, first, I'm giving the illustration that I had to deal with these angels. You can't get away with that sin without there's the judgment. And these demons and demonic powers and Satan himself, oh yes, there's coming a day of real judgment. He's been loose for a season, and then he'll be locked up for a season, and then he'll be loosed again for a season, and then he'll burn forever in the lake of fire. That's what the Bible says in judgment, the bottomless pit. And here is in Noah's day, the preacher, our preacher of righteousness, it says it right here, this verse, a preacher of righteousness. Folks, this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. He's a nut. He's lost his mind. He's been out in the sun too long. He's been building that boat too long. Look at his boys. He's got them hog-tied, building with them. That's a cult. That's a cult. Watch out. Well, the preacher of righteousness was preserved. Be careful, folks. Do not change the scriptures. Do not change the scriptures to accommodate our lifestyle. Father, wake us up. Wake us up to righteousness, purity, holiness, godliness. May we be pure as we hold the word of God. Bless our listeners worldwide today. Give each one a wonderful day where we glorify thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.